Good morning, the Exotics Vet, Chrissy speaking.
Hi, Chrissy. My name's Joanne Bain. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm just calling, just following up. I saw Dr. Brock on the Friday afternoon with Midi, my guinea pig.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gotten any better. He was on medication for bacteria in his stomach. And that's definitely come better. His poos are not like rotten stinky anymore.
Yeah.
And they're starting to form back as like normal.
Yeah.
But he's sort of, last night, I know it's really bad to feed them celery leaves, but his favourite food is celery. So yesterday I gave him just the leaves and he ate them, but he's back to this morning of just rejecting normal food.
Yeah.
And I'm Criticare feeding him, and I'm like, he's sort of now, he's like, I don't want this anymore. Like,
okay.
I'm probably getting about, I'm really, because Dr. Brock said about 65 mil, and I'm probably getting like maybe 55 into him per day. So, and he has lost a little bit of weight because I've been weighing him daily.
Yeah, okay. So, we need to get him in and have a look at his teeth. Okay. Because I've got, let me have a look. Because I think he's got, like, we could possibly sort of get him in tomorrow.
Because I had an appointment for tomorrow afternoon at 4:20 with Dr. Brock.
Oh,
yeah.
That's it? Oh, yes. Okay.
Because he wanted to see him again.
Yeah.
And while we were there, because he actually said that he thought maybe there was an abscess or something. That's why he was put on the pain relief and the other one, not the flagyl, the other one, that antibiotic.
Yeah.
Because he had like some discharge coming from his nose, and Dr. Brock took swabs of that and saw that it was had inflammatory tissue or something in it. He said, I can't remember exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what he thought. Well, we'll do this because he was looking at doing him on Friday, but he had another piggy in there. He said that he had to do a kidney stone and he couldn't.
Okay. Because we've got quite a bit on tomorrow procedure-wise, but would you be able to, like, because Dr. Brock's got a 9 o'clock appointment in the morning tomorrow, that he could have another assessment of him and then possibly admit him if we wanted to go ahead with the dental.
Yep.
For tomorrow. And then I could book some time out now for it. If you wanted to do that, just in case.
Yeah, that's fine. I just I'm happy to bring him in today if you need to see him today, or tomorrow, or whatever. It's whatever's best for him, really.
I've only got Dr. Kelwin on today, and he's not done dentals before.
Okay.
He wouldn't be able to do it.
Yep.
And then tomorrow I've got Dr. Brock and Dr. Vanessa both on.
Okay.
More experienced with that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, that's the only issue. Dr. Kelwin's not done them. I can definitely get you in tomorrow morning at 9.
Okay.
And then we can go from there if you like.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I'm happy to keep critical care feeding him and just trying to get him to have his food. Yeah, but I'm just not having any success with that. And I've even gone out and picked him fresh grass and things like that to try and give him like different alternatives. And it's just odd. But Dr. Brock did give me the estimate for his what he would have to do if he was to go in. And can I ask your personal opinion?
Yeah.
Midi is 5 years old.
Yeah.
How long do they normally, it's just like I'm just looking if I do,
I mean, so 5 years old is, I guess, sort of like they can sort of live sort of 6 to 8 years.
Yeah.
Depending sort of, you know, health issues and things like that.
Yeah.
We've definitely had like a few guinea pigs that have had like dental issues that we've had to sort of keep on top of and sort of keep sort of checking and doing little trims and things like that, just because sort of as they age and everything, like their jaws can sort of malalign and their teeth change and all that kind of thing. So they can sort of, as they get older, sort of develop more dental issues.
Yep.
And then, I mean, other ones we've had where we've done them and then, you know, they're sort of fine for, you know, a while and keeps them going sort of, you know, another 6 months to a couple of years. You know, so it does sort of, all depend on the guinea pig and sort of how much you sort of want to go through with it all. But, yeah, I mean, like, I've got... four-year-old guinea pigs now, and one of them he's lost like both of his bottom incisors. He's like broken them off and they've come out and they're not growing back, and now so like monthly we have to do sort of incisor trims for him. And like because of that his jaw has sort of changed shape and everything because he's not chewing properly and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, pretty much like the rest of his life he'll probably need, you know, incisor trims like that. And then, you know, it just all depends on sort of the guinea pig and the circumstance. But, you know, usually sort of we sort of, you know, give it a go, see how much it sort of helps them and how long they sort of can get by with, you know, being able to eat properly again and supplement feeding and all that kind of thing.
Because Dr. Brock had a look in his mouth and he said that his bottom teeth, he said it's minuscule. He said he's got very good teeth for like 5 years old. So, but he said he was saying something about fluid sacs or something that can contain pus or something
like
up in the.
They can get abscesses, sort of like tooth root abscesses, that sort of stuff. Definitely. And sort of, you know, like if stuff gets sort of stuck in, like food stuck in there, it can get a bit infected, that kind of thing. So it could, you know, it is very common for them to sort of, get abscesses and things like that in there. Just, that kind of thing, that is very common. But, depending, like, sort of looking at their teeth, conscious is really quite difficult because their mouths are so tiny. So, like, when we do it under the general anaesthetic, we put them on a stage where we can open their mouths right up and then we pop some little probes in there and feel around and we can have a look, like, a much better look at all of the teeth.
Make
sure that there's no, like, they develop spurs, like little sharp points on the... edges of their teeth, which can poke into their cheeks and cause like ulcers and abscesses and as well, and then we grind those down. Generally, like when we do it under the GA, like we can see a lot more and sort of determine a lot more sort of what's going on and what might be causing it all.
Yeah, that's kind of, because my daughter's a vet nurse as well, and she said to me yesterday, she's like, you've got to remember Mummy is five. And I'm like, oh, no.
I mean, like, we've had some, like, lived to, I think the oldest we've had is, like, 9 years old, you know, and that's, just, so it all depends on the piggy and sort of what's going on with them, but,
Well, he's been doing so well. This is the first time he's ever been sick. He's never had issues. That's why as soon as he started going off his food, because he's very food orientated, I'm like, no, there's something not right. So, but yeah, Dr. Brock did say had a lot of, he said there's a little bit of gut bacteria like under the microscope's good. He said, but he seems to have a lot, and that's what he asked if I'd changed his diet at all. And I'm like, I haven't done anything to change his diet. I've given him nothing different, and he gets orchard grass, Timothy hay and oat and hay, or like those three every day. So I've done, it's just really weird. And then I was thinking back, the only thing that I've changed in the last week with him was I opened a new packet of Vetifarm Origins guinea pig pellets for him, and they went in his cage last Monday. And when I opened them, they had a bit of a different smell. They weren't sort of as sweet smelling as the other bag. So, yeah, that's the only thing I'd change, because I'm racking my brain thinking, what did I give him that could have upset his tummy?
Yeah,
so,
I know. They're so sensitive.
And he's a good boy. But, yeah, if you could book him in for 9, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah,
and then I can bring him in.
Yeah, perfect. So, I've got him in for 9, and then I've scheduled some time in case we do want to go ahead with the dental after you have a chat to Brock. So.
Okay, then. Thank you so much.
That's all good, not a problem. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, then. Bye.
Bye.